one of Biden's economic advisors was on Fox News the other day, and boy, Martha McCallum just lit it up. She was biting her lip, and it was fabulous. It's 20 minutes after 11. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. So they were talking about inflation, the current state of the economy. He just kept going. She was rolling her eyes at one point. And this is a reminder for you, Rob, if you ever fill in again on Hammer's sports betting show, the camera sees everything.
Oh, this is also why I chose radio. Now, I guess I'm on camera now on the YouTube chat.
That's true. You are.
Although it's a kind of a grainier camera, so maybe it doesn't really
clear.
See anything in HD. By the way, does it make me really self-absorbed that after I went back and watched myself on television, I was like, man, my hair was looking really good.
You look good that day.
Isn't that like a TV thing to do? Isn't that what you two TV? Because you did TV for years.
Yeah, you just check yourself.
Marveling at yourself, is that a bad move in the industry?
You were especially proud of yourself that day, and that's okay.
The people at We Grow Hair Indy did a phenomenal job. So, what's his name? Bernstein, right? Jared Bernstein, yeah. I think is the guy's name, from the Biden administration. And I love this because think about what's going on in the country. Most of it has been caused directly by the government. Biden has been president now for 21-ish months. Everything that's happening, you own it after 21 months. And yet this guy, listen to this, says they've done so much to try and help.
I don't think you'll hear any White House economist or policy analyst saying Americans should feel good about inflation. In fact, we know inflation is a significant challenge to households. And that's why we've done so much to try to help. Now, you talked about everything spiking. Well, in fact, gas prices have of course, spiked in the other direction. They're down $1.30 per gallon.
But they're still $1.30 higher than they were than the president took office.
I let you ask your question. Please let me give you my answer. So,
About $1.34
down. That's a savings of about $70 per month for the average driver. And so that's some real breathing room. But we also have helped to make sure that goods are getting through the ports, getting from ship to shelf. Shelves are stocked the way they were before the pandemic. And then there's the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, of insulin for seniors, of health care, of energy. And you know what the Republicans' top priority is? To repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. Martha, that's the same thing as saying our top economic priority is Our top economic priority is to increase healthcare costs, increase insulin costs to seniors, increase energy costs, increase energy healthcare costs. That's not our top economic priority. We're pushing in the other direction.
Well, all right. Okay. So think about this. Like you are, and we saw the poll we talked about from NBC earlier, in which overwhelmingly, when it comes to the economy, Americans,
their argument is that the more stimulus,
Americans are on the side of the Republicans, which, as bad as Republicans are, that's really saying something about how bad the Democrats are. And yet your argument is, well, we've done so much to try and help, and it's all the fault of these evil, awful Republicans who, as we've proven, not only do most of the time they line up with this, in which people like Todd Young and Mitch McConnell repeatedly vote for these budgets they put forward or continue to fund the government, but they also, when they won't line up and the random, confused, accidental act of government accountability breaks out, we just use reconciliation and just ram it through anyway. Mm-hmm. Republicans don't control anything. And yet your excuse is it's the Republicans' fault.
Right. It's them. It's not us. So the central bank is going to kick off a two-day policy setting meeting. And they're discussing interest rates, right? And it's pretty much assumed that they're going to approve a third consecutive 75 basis point interest rate hike. It could be a 100 basis point increase. So I'm curious, did Bernstein not get the news? Did he not see CPI's at 8.3%? Because he's sitting there saying, we're doing all this great stuff. It's the Republicans' fault.
Well, he's seen it. And part of when you sign up for that job is you're a professional spin meister, which is a pretty miserable existence.
And a nice way of saying liar.
So should we play this other clip real fast of this Biden economic advisor? This is a different person. She was on CNBC. What's her name? Heather Bauchi is her name. She's with Biden's White House Council of Economic Advisors. And Casey, I am always amazed when the government ever takes credit for, air quote, creating jobs mm-hmm. that aren't government jobs. And on top of that, they take credit for creating jobs when the government mandated that businesses closed and then businesses reopened because government removed the threat of force if you tried to reopen. And then they took credit for creating jobs. Listen to this.
The administration, Biden administration, usually rejects any blame for the highest inflation that we were just talking about in 40 years, blaming it on supply chain issues from the pandemic. Yet at the same time, again, you take credit for creating 10 million jobs, which was a direct result of reopening after the pandemic. You also take credit for reducing the deficit by $1.7 trillion, never acknowledging it was simply from not spending those emergency sums that we spent dealing with that pandemic, which you're admitting caused the inflation, I guess, but it had nothing to do with these other two factors. It seemed like
Joe,
you want to have
this.
It seems like you want
Joe,
to have
we
it
had
both
this
ways.
Conversation last week. I mean, here's the thing: when the president came into office, the economy was not doing well. We were creating jobs to the tune of just 60,000 a month over the 3 months before he took office. And this president put in place a set of policies that fixed the economy, put it on a better path, got jobs back. We've created almost 10 million jobs under the president's watch. That is an historic and impressive accomplishment that's been delivering for people around the country.
She just said fix the economy. Biden has fixed the economy.
It's fixed, Casey.
It's
we're done here.
It's fixed.
We're done here. It's fixed. Biden fixed it. He created all the jobs. Biden, who's never owned anything in his entire life, business-wise, has created 10 million jobs.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
He it's a miracle. Fixed it by raising grocery prices.
No, it's all fixed, Casey.
By raising
stop.
Gas
stop,
prices.
Stop, Casey.
Fixed
Don't
it.
Say anything that's going to humiliate yourself.
Okay, I'll stop. It's Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC.